Saturday, December the 26th. Bank holiday in UK and Republic of Ireland. A day may be given in lieu. New moon. The Sugdens got up at 7 a.m. and sat around in their best clothes looking respectable. I went out on my bike. When I got back, my mother was still in bed, and my father was arguing with Grandad Sugden about our dog's behaviour, so I went for another ride. I called in on Grandma Mole, ate 4 mince pies, then rode back home. I got up to 30 miles per hour on the dual carriageway. It was dead good. I put my new suede jacket and corduroy trousers on, courtesy of my father's Barclay card, and called for Pandora. She gave me a bottle of aftershave for my Christmas present. It was a proud moment. It signified the end of childhood. We quite enjoyed the pantomime, but it was rather childish for our taste. Bill Ash and Carol Heyman were good as Aladdin and the Princess, but the robbers played by Jeff Tier and Ian Giles were the best. Sue Pomeroy gave a hilarious performance as Widow Twankey. In this, she was greatly helped by her cow, played by Chris Martin and Lou Wakefield. Sunday, December the 27th, first after Christmas. The Sugdens have gone back to Norfolk, thank God. The house is back to its usual mess. My parents took a bottle of vodka and 2 glasses to bed with them last night. I haven't seen them since. Went to Melton Mowbray on my bike. Did it in 5 hours. Monday, December the 28th. I am in trouble for leaving my bike outside last night. My parents are not speaking to me. I don't care. I have just had a shave and I feel magic. Tuesday, December the 29th. My father is in a bad mood because there is only a bottle of VP sherry left to drink. He has gone round Pandora's house to borrow a bottle of spirits. The dog has pulled the Christmas tree down and made all the pine needles stick in the shag pile. I have finished all my Christmas books and the library is still shut. I am reduced to reading my father's Reader's Digests and testing my word power. Wednesday, December the 30th. All the balloons have shriveled up. They look like old women's breasts shown on television documentaries about the Third World. Thursday, December the 31st. The last day of the year. A lot has happened. I have fallen in love, been a one-parent child, gone intellectual, and had 2 letters from the BBC. Not bad going for a 14 3/4-year-old. My mother and father have been to a New Year's Eve dance at the Grand Hotel. My mother actually wore a dress. It is over a year since she showed her legs in public. Pandora and I saw the New Year in together. We had a dead passionate session, accompanied by Andy Stewart and a bagpiper. My father came crashing through the front door at 1 a.m, carrying a lump of coal in his hand, drunk as usual. My mother started going on about what a wonderful son I was and how much she loved me. It's a pity she never says anything like that when she's sober. Friday, January the 1st. Bank holiday in UK, Republic of Ireland, USA and Canada. These are my New Year's resolutions. 1. I will be true to Pandora. 2. I will bring my bike in at night. 3. I will not read unworthy books. 4. I will study hard for my O-levels and get grade A's. 5. I will try to be more kind to the dog. 6. I will try to find it in my heart to forgive Barry Kent his multiple sins. 7. I will clean the bath after use. 8. I will stop worrying about the size of my thing. 9. I will do my back stretching exercises every night without fail. 10. I will learn a new word and use it every day. Saturday, January the 2nd. Bank holiday in Scotland. A day may be given in lieu. How interesting it is that Arbeck should be an Australian bark used for making sweat. Sunday, January the 3rd. Second after Christmas. Moon's first quarter. I wouldn't mind going to Africa and hunting an aardvark. Monday, January the 4th. Whilst in Africa, I would go south and look out for an ard wolf. Tuesday, January the 5th. And I would avoid tangling with an Aasvogel. Wednesday, January the 6th. Epiphany. I keep having nightmares about the bomb. I hope it isn't dropped before I get my GCE results in August 1983. I wouldn't like to die an unqualified virgin. Thursday, January the 7th. Nigel came round to look at my racing bike. He said that it was mass-produced, unlike his bike that was made by a craftsman in Nottingham. I have gone off, Nigel, and I've also gone off my bike a bit.